This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Beginning today, licensed gun owners are allowed to carry their weapons at state colleges and universities. Not everyone's happy about it. The campus carry law was signed by Governor Greg Abbott last summer. It followed several campus shootings around the country. The theory? More licensed gun carriers will make colleges safer, especially from violent attacks. William McRaven, chancellor of the University of Texas system, opposes the law. He says many fear that more guns on campus, even those carried legally, make school more dangerous.
Clearly, you could have an active shooter case if you had a CHL license holder, but you could just as easily have an active shooter with somebody that just walks off the drag with a weapon in their hand. So we have to be prepared to deal with active shooters, immaterial of whether or not the CHL law had passed.
McRaven talked with KERA last fall. He's a retired Navy admiral and special operations commander. He said his job is to carry out the law while ensuring parents, students, and faculty are safe.
Without turning the campuses into, as I've said before, kind of a garrison or a military base, we don't want to do that. We want the campus environment to be welcoming. We want to make sure that we are, again, adhering to the law. But at the same time, we don't want to create an environment where there is a lot of anxiety when students or faculty or parents come onto a campus.
Texas colleges and universities are allowed to specify certain gun-free zones. Private schools can prohibit guns on campus, and many have. With today's law, Texas joins other states with concealed gun laws, including Kansas, Colorado, and Utah. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.